Simon Kuf Ayin Ches. Eizet Dvarim Kriim Hefsek Besuda. Things that are considered Hefsek, that split up the Suda. Sif Aleph. Hoya Oichel Bebayis Ezet. One was eating in this house. Uposek Sudas Abalot Lebayis Acher. And then in the middle of his meal, he went to somebody else's house. Oishoy Oichel Bekoch Havei Ledavi Himoi. Beyotzeloi. The Fes of Beisah, someone called him, and he left his house to speak with that person. The Chazit, and he came back. But in the interim, he was out of his house. If he wants to continue eating in the second house, or when he comes back to his house, so first of all, he says that he has to make a bracha on what he ate beforehand, because that's considered the end of the first meal. So he has to make a birchas hamazon on the first half, and then if he wants to continue eating, he has to make a new amoitzi on what he is eating. If it was a long time outside and he didn't watch over his hands, he'd even have to make a nedil sudai. V'achkar yigma sudas, and then he finishes his suda. This is all the opinion of the mechaber. We'll see soon. We don't pass him this way. Avalim diberim b'toich habayis. If somebody called him out of the room, but he's still in the house, avli shashina mekayim and mipino lepino ain't sarach leparach. Even though he moved from one corner of the room to another corner of the room, it is all right. Yeah, says the Ramah, Ayin Lekaman, Simin, Reishan Gimel, Moyetai Telechel, Bemokim, Acher, Lemikri, Shinu Mokim, Vushi, Yishneim, Mokim, Yizu, Bais Echad. That, so we see later on in Hilchas Kiddush, that if he had intention, we made the bracha, to go to other rooms within the building, then since they're under the same roof, they're part of the building, then the bracha that he makes, and one will help him, even though it goes to other places.